Today at the White House, President Obama nominated General Joseph Dunford Jr. as the new chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Joe is a proven leader of our joint force, including our troops in Afghanistan, who he served Christmas dinner to. He's one of our military's most highly regarded strategic thinkers. He's known and respected by our allies, by members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, and by colleagues across our government.
If Dunford is confirmed by the Senate, he'll succeed the retiring General Martin Dempsey and be only the second Marine to hold the post of chair. In 2003, Dunford led a regiment in Iraq and was commander of American and coalition forces in Afghanistan in 2013 and 14. But before that, he was a graduate of Tufts Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. And Richard Schultz, a professor of international politics and director of the International Security Studies Program at the Fletcher School, was General Dunford's advisor. Richard, what do you think the U.S. would be getting in this chair of the Joint Chiefs?
I think they're getting a fantastic leader and a very smart individual who understands the global scene.
What does it mean that he spent so much time on the ground with troops and also obviously has studied war? What does that mean, his choice, to you?
It's a great combination. Because he can, on the one hand, lead forces, and he's led them successfully, but he also understands the relationship between our policy and our strategies.
Yeah. We are reading that he'll oversee the withdrawal from Afghanistan by the end of next year, but also be part of prosecuting this air war against the Islamic State. Tell us more. Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We know that they also show up in congressional hearings. You know, they have to testify. What exactly is the job?
Well, the job is, of course, he's the senior military commander of the uniformed forces. But he also is the chief advisor to the Secretary of Defense and to the president. So he's a very critical figure in helping shape both defense strategy, but also how that strategy supports our policies.
Yeah, there's more than strategy. There's how do you run the Defense Department? What else do you think that he, as the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will handle?
I think that he's going to have to face, and what we all are going to have to face, is this growing challenge of states falling apart in the Middle East and extremist groups gaining ground. So yeah. Now we have, you know, really a failed state in Syria, one in Yemen, and one in Iraq. It's a big problem.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Iraq. You wrote about General Dunford's experience in Anbar province in Iraq. Just, you know, from your observations of him, give us an anecdote from then or thoughts from then that you think will apply going forward.
Well, I think Dunford understood the nature of the conflict we faced in Anbar and in Iraq, which is irregular and unconventional. And he's been studying that for a long time. He studied those issues way back when he was here at Fletcher. We used to call it then low-intensity conflicts. But he very much understands the nature of war today.
Richard Schultz, professor and director of the International Security Program at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, and the former advisor to Joseph Dunford. Richard, thank you.
Okie doke. Thank you.